Hello and welcome to the Monday, January 14th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Norway, Oslo. Let's start with a quick update of the current outstanding unpatched vulnerabilities. First of all, Java. Apple took the somewhat unprecedented step of blocking the Java 7 Update 10 plugin via its XProtect utility. XProtect is the anti-malware solution built into OS X, and of course, typically it's used to block malware. In this case, Apple is blocking now anything that's Java 7 Update 10 or earlier. If there is a patch being released, it should automatically then work again. Oracle is promising a patch soon, but so far we don't have an expected arrival date for it. And then, of course, we still have the Internet Explorer 8 vulnerability to worry about. No updates here other than that it has been kind of quiet around this, with more attention being spent on the Java vulnerability. But the Internet Explorer 8 issue is still very valid, and there's still no patch for it. Tomorrow, Oracle also has its quarterly patch Tuesday coming up, and it did pre-release a list of software that it expects to patch last Friday. Well, it turns out that Java is not on the list. Oracle Database is on the list. Sun's product suite, which essentially Solaris, is on the list. We also get patches for MySQL and PeopleSoft. And the Inside Out libraries, which are used by a lot of other third-party packages. So that may trigger another round of updates for software like Microsoft's Exchange and Outlook Web Access. Now, Oracle also uses the standard vulnerability scoring system CVSS2 and published already scores for the vulnerabilities it expects to patch. The one that rates 10, which is the maximum for CVSS2, is the Oracle Database mobile server. So if you're using that, pay particular attention tomorrow as the patches are released. Well, let's take a quick look at diaries. Steve Hall wrote a diary about the need to encrypt mobile storage devices like USB sticks. By now, pretty much everybody gets the idea that laptop hard drives should be encrypted, but there have been a number of notable data leaks recently where mobile storage devices were involved. So try to come up with a strategy here. There is software available that enforces a policy that, for example, you are only able to connect encrypted storage devices to a system. Of course, you may also decide to have a more draconian policy that doesn't allow mobile storage devices at all. However, that can be a little bit hard to enforce. And then there are some reports of sort of a side business of the fake anti-malware plague that offers a fake browser updates, in particular for Chrome. In this case, it can be, again, hard for the user to distinguish a legitimate pop-up box advertising a browser update from a malicious one that is being created by a website the user happens to visit. Probably best to advise users to proactively check for updates. And if a pop-up box like this shows up, then the user probably shouldn't click on the pop-up box, but instead check using the browser's built-in tool, usually found in the Help menu or in the About dialog on OS X, for any updates. Then we have some disconcerting news for Nokia cell phone users. Turns out that Nokia is intercepting traffic to these phones in order to compress it, which isn't really that unusual. A lot of mobile operators also do that, where they route HTTP traffic, for example, through proxies, and then use that to compress images or replace them with lower resolution versions in order to save bandwidth. The problem with Nokia's approach is that it includes HTTPS traffic, traffic. And in order to accomplish that, Nokia pre-installs a trusted certificate authority on its handsets and then uses this certificate authority in order to play man-in-the-middle attacks on the HTTPS connection. This, of course, violates the basic end-to-end encryption and authentication that SSL is trying to achieve. And apparently, Nokia doesn't use a particular whitelist or such, but decrypts all traffic, so including, for example, financial online banking websites and the like, will be affected by this practice. Nokia, of course, states that the only reason they do that is to save you money by, again, compressing content, but at this point you really rely on Nokia to secure these proxies properly, as well as securing its certificate authority correctly, so it's not being abused. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.